producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I want to say that the subject that is really on our minds right now is, as it is every weekend, a combination of what's going on in the financial markets and what's going on politically. We're going to hold off the political discussion until the second hour, where we're going to bring on Jeff Deist and Glenn Downs, among others. But in terms of what's going on in the resource markets right now, you know, everybody thinks that the junior resource markets are dead, that there's no money out there available for financing, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that is totally untrue. We have Rick Rule with us right now. Rick is the president, chairman of Sprott Global, located down in California, just outside of Oceanside, a good friend and a regular guest on our show. Debunk the myth, if you would, Mr. Rule.
Well, the market's debunking it all by itself. It doesn't need me to do it. But to refresh the market's memory, first of all, the gold stocks have put on an absolutely sterling performance over the last 2 months. By the way, we talked about that on your show about 3 months ago, about the fact that the gold and gold stock markets were oversold that a bunch of the risk was taken out of them. That turned out to be a very prescient discussion. But with regards to your question, first of all, the underlying stocks are strong. But secondly, as is evidenced really by the Dalradian financing that took place a couple of weeks ago, when an attractive proposition, an honest proposition is put to the market and it's priced to move, the money is certainly available. Dalradian was out looking for $35 million. They priced the offering incorrectly for a couple of days. They got indications from a couple of lead orders, including ourselves, for what appropriate pricing might be. They priced the offering appropriately. The information that we have is that when they went out to raise $35 million, they soft-circled in indicative orders $55 million before they stopped soliciting and closed the offering. The money is certainly available. There have been three recent private offerings in Australia that closed oversubscribed. The truth is, in this market, the idea that there's no money available is patently false. There's a lot of money available for private placements. So much money available for private placements that it's finding its way into the general securities markets. The markets that we're in right now are much stronger than people think they are. The explanation for this might be that a whole bunch of people are stuck in these nothing, nowhere, little tiny juniors that have no working capital and no hope. The market is bifurcating just the way that we said that the market would bifurcate the last time we talked.
Now, Rick, I would agree with pretty much everything you said there. And one further comment on companies' ability to raise funds. We have a company coming on in a later segment, Equitas Resources, that just raised two different private placements, and both of those were oversubscribed. So there definitely is money waiting and looking for the right deals. Do you think that we're going to see a flood of this money hit the market, or do you think that it's still going to be very selective on what seem to be good companies and good priced offerings?
Well, Corey, that's going to be up to the issuers. If the issuers are rational in terms of their pricing expectations, and if the issuers are disciplined enough to offer a good product, we have the necessary footings under us to go forward. If the issuers are not rational, of course there's going to be the odd stupid offering that gets through based on the strength in the gold equities. But my real hope is that we have the kind of market this year that we had in the year 2000, where the best people bring good products to market, and they bring good products to market intelligently priced. Al, you were around for the 2000 market, and what was really weird is that the market really bifurcated. The junior market itself didn't get going until 2002, but there was a subset of companies brought forward by Bob Quartermain, Ross Beatty, Lucas Lundin, the best of the best that were intelligently priced, And when they financed, the overhang over the stock that was there, ironically, because they had to finance, disappeared. The combination of the overhead being removed and the companies going back to work meant that these few companies had their own private bull markets. They doubled in 2000. They doubled again in 2001. And it was that very performance that helped kick off the broader junior bull market that began in 2002. And I hope we're in position. Note I said hope. Hope we're in position to see an exact replay of that now.
Well, Rick, I got to tell you, when guys like Quartermain came on the scene, and certainly Ross Beaty and some other people, I guess I'd have to put Brent Cook into that category also. That is when the market, in my opinion, changed from the wild, wild west that existed in the 80s, for example, you know, with basically totally nonsensical financings going on, et cetera, et cetera. But the market really became sophisticated with the entrance of those guys, don't you think? And yourself included, I would have to say.
I do, and it's interesting that you mentioned Bob Quartermain. You know, he just went out to raise about $500 million for a project in northwestern B.C. He priced the offering intelligently. He brought in great partners, including, of course, ZGen Mining, but also Blackstone and people like that. And he had competing bids to get the financing done. Close the financing, he's fully funded. And you see what his stock price did after the issuance? It went from the stock has almost doubled in the last 3 months.
Rick, I would also say there's tons of room still on the upside for these companies that already have had pretty nice moves. And I think that's one of the attractive things about the market that we're in right now is the stocks have been beaten up so bad that when they start to show signs of life, man, they can really run much, much higher than just a double.
I think you're right. I'm not a technical analyst, but a technical analyst in our firm showed us the charts of the three or four market leaders in Australia. And boy, are those attractive charts. Now, they were certainly way, way, way oversold. But the charts show no sign of abatement in strength.
Well, I have to tell you, we have a gentleman who comes on the show who you probably know, comes on a regular basis, very much a technician, speaks all over the world. His name is Michael Belkin. Mike lives on Bainbridge Island, just a little bit south of where Kathy and I live. And he is head over heels into the gold sector right now. And interestingly enough, where he is finding an awful lot of intriguing companies is Australia.
Well, the Australian market has certainly been the best performing gold stock market in the world for the last 3 months, and it deserves to be the best performing market in the world. The Australian companies have a few good things going for them. First of all, the incredible decline in the Australian dollar has led to a equally precipitous decline in the operating costs of companies in Australia. So their costs are denominated in Australian dollars, while their product sells in U.S. dollar terms. Great thing. The second thing is that the companies were themselves very, very undervalued, cheaper than North American and cheaper than European gold stocks. And finally, the consolidation got going in Australia 18 months ago. The great consolidation that needs to happen in North America began to happen in Australia 18 months ago, where redundant assets from big companies were sold and where juniors and mid-sized companies merged. So the general and administrative expense relative to reserve ounces and ounces produced has declined the most precipitously in Australia. This was a wonderful convergence of circumstance that's generated a market where the market leaders are up 50, 60, sometimes 100% in 3 months.
Rick, you bring up some very, very good points, and I think Australia is a spot that I think people should be paying attention to, talking about how they have their costs in the Australian dollar. Same with some of the Canadian companies, too, and they are taking advantage of that, and you can see that by some improved operating costs, and I think that is maybe one of the good things that we have seen about this horrible four-year market that we have been in, is that companies have gotten their costs under control. And when it does turn, these companies are set up, as we have mentioned, to run very, very nicely. Rick, it's always great having you on the show. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are joined now by Dr. Jeffrey Kern, the editor and founder of SkiGoldStocks.com. Jeff, we are going to chat about the precious metals. That is what you focus on, more specifically the precious metals stocks. Can we get a quick little synopsis of what you watch, because you are much more of a technical trader than looking at fundamentals and some of the signals that you've gotten over the last, let's say, week or month?
Absolutely. We had talked on just on Monday of this week, and I was saying how the ski indices had sold on Friday incorrectly. But then when prices rose on Monday, I got an intermediate term buy signal renewed. And so we're long in the intermediate term, which for ski is a 35 to 39 index, 35 to 39 trading days, and these rises usually last about a month, actually 17 to 21 trading days from Monday. At the same time, though, the gold stocks rose very nicely on Monday, Tuesday, and rose again yesterday, Wednesday, and are short-term overbought, and we have an index, the indices based upon the UE. I usually use a mutual fund, User X, but the UE I calculate the indices on as well. And the UE gave its short-term sell signal executed October 7th, Wednesday, but also gave its intermediate-term buy signal. And so quite clearly, when I have to expect a short-term top here that lasts for 2 to 5 days, and then as long as prices stay above the prices from 35 to 39 trading days ago over the next few days, then we should get a continuing rise over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Hopefully 10-20% would be the typical type of scenario. And if we get that, see, I can keep going on, if we get that rise, then we have the possibility on the next decline of actually getting a bull market. I'm saying that the final bottom is in, but as of this point, again, I cannot say that the final low has been recorded in this 4-year.
Your background is a faculty member at a major university, if I'm not mistaken. Having said that, how did you get involved in the gold mining industry?
Well, when I first started to make money in 1979, that was when gold was going crazy, and all of my little savings in the bank were becoming worthless, and I knew nothing about anything financial. And so I said, my God, I've got to protect myself somehow here. And so I spent the next 3, 4, 5 years doing statistical analysis of the only real measure at that time that one could use, which is the mutual fund USERX, US Global Investors Gold Fund, which continues to be the oldest gold mutual fund, stock mutual fund, ever since it started in 1974. And so I analyzed that, and we did statistical analyses with my colleague, who's a statistician, for 3 or 4 years using old computers that would take us literally 3, 4, 5 months, 24 hours a day of running, to generate an analysis that now would take about 3 seconds, and worked out these ski indices. And so I've been applying them and essentially cross-validating them since 1985, so we're at 30 years of new data to validate these indices, and things go well. They're not perfect, and I'd actually like to comment for your listeners regarding recent patterns, so I'm going to continue talking as a professor. Several times over the last 3 years of bearishness, ski's gone to a buy, as we did this time in early September, and then sold on a rise, like we did last Friday, and then the market rises, the gold stocks rise for a couple of days, generate a new buy signal that is supposed to be bullish, and then that fails within a week later and initiates major legs to the downside that last for several months. So we've had that happen, I believe it was in 2012, 2013. I forget which summer, each summer it was, but the failures are, would be very bearish, and the same thing would apply here. So for me, always, when I buy, which I did again this Monday after selling on Friday, if it happens again here, it would again be bearish, and that's about the extent to which I can predict the future. I know I'm supposed to be long here for a month or so, but a failure, which again changes, the number changes each day based on the prior or the back prices of the indices, but it's about a 4 to 5% drop here would sell the index, and then I'd get really bearish.
So, Jeff, it sounds like you're looking for a little bit of a drop in the precious metals. Well, actually, I wouldn't say necessarily a little bit. Five-ish, maybe even more.
Well, that would sell. The 5% would sell the index out and really get bearish. Again, I do have the short term, which is a 16 to 20 day index. You go back 16 to 20 trading days, and when prices go over those prices from a month ago, approximately, that's a short term overbought sell signal, which we got yesterday. But that's just short term, so it's only, it can drop for 2 days to 5 days or so. And as long as it holds above the prices from 2 months ago, 35 to 39 trading days ago, which actually those, if you go back, if people go look back 35 to 39 trading days ago, we're almost at the prior top of August 20th. So we have to stay over the prices from August 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st in order to maintain that 35 to 39 index buy signal. If we stay on that, we're bullish still, and if we don't, then I'll get very bearish.
You know, Jeff, I want to wrap this up by giving you a compliment, which I fully believe is true, and that compliment is that it is very interesting, and I put an awful lot of credibility in what you write and what you say, because you're approaching this sector as totally from a non-emotional standpoint, from the standpoint of a college professor, and I have to tell you, that is something that people really ought to stop and think about. Credibility is so important. Thanks, Jeff.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they've put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You continue to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with one of the most accurate technicians out there, accurate traders. His name is Trader Vic from Dallas, Texas. Vic, I got to ask you a question. Right now, I am sensing a breakout in the markets. You look at the S&P yesterday, Friday, was up over $2,000. You look at what's going on with gold, the resiliency the gold is showing. I am very optimistic about the future of, quite frankly, all of the segments, market segments right now. How do you feel about that?
Well, the key is understanding why we've had a rally that began on the 29th, and excluding today, I think 6 out of 7 days were up. I don't hold me to that. It's 5 out of 6, 6 out of 7. The reason is that no one really, I've not heard one single person explain why this is happening. Where I will take 100% confidence in saying, I know why. Okay, and I can prove it, which I'm going to do right now. But the key is why this is happening and whether certain events will keep going on that'll make it happen. It has nothing to do with raising Fed funds 25 beeps. They ain't going to do anything either way. But what happened was, if you go to do you guys have charts in your where you are?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, and I've been on your show now once or twice before, and I probably have stated this, but just for the new listeners, just to recap and take 2 minutes, the key to the decline, to the 1830 low decline, from the 2072 level, was based on the 19th of August. And in the 19th of August, there was a Wall Street Journal report in the early morning. So if you understood this, you could have shorted and made a lot. This is what I usually do for a living. And what happened was China, which was supposed to come up before the IMF to get reserve currency status. And what's happening here is just like we don't want the market to come down in the U.S. because it really is it's the psychology and the confidence that keeps this measly 2% growth rate going. If you had a crash in the market, that's going to decline, right? Because a lot of the spending that comes out of that 2% comes out of the people who own equities and are making money and spend part of it. So I mean, that's the mentality of the Fed. Now, on August the 19th, the Wall Street Journal stated that China was not going to be reviewed by the IMF for 1 year, and they used the September 30th next year date, and that's what caused the sell-off. Why? Because China, which had dropped 30%, is now, with that statement in play, is going back to 1850, where it came from. Because the whole point of China's stock market moving up was they were going to get reserve status, along with the yen, the pound, the euro, and the dollar. And thereby, and the reason that was critical, is that you're going to get about $1 trillion coming into China in index fund buying based on reserve currency status. And by the way, you know, if you're a European bank and you buy stocks and you're a reserve currency, you can use the stock as reserves. So banks can buy stocks, use them as reserves. Of course, if the stock price declines, they have to come up with more reserves. But you can use it because it's liquid. At least that's the rules. So the point was that when you take that away, which they did on August 19th, and this was an Obama pressure play because they hacked us with 23 million of our government employees. So it was punishment, just like punishing Putin by dropping the price of oil would hurt the ruble. And that was, it's all politics here. So what happened was you went down. Now, when Xi Jinping came to town, basically about 3 days after he left, and if you go to your chart again, you can use these dates. On your chart, the market was headed south, and guess when it made its low? It made its low on the 28th, when the IMF then came out, and this is in Financial Times, and said, you know what, we're going to review this, not next year, we're going to review it before November. So whatever when Xi Jinping made his deal with Obama, I guess promised not to hack anymore, then Obama told the IMF it's okay to do. We're the biggest component of that, so we control the IMF. IMF has got an office in Washington, D.C., with Lagarde staying there. The key here is the low was the 28th. Now, you had the unemployment poor numbers come out on the 2nd, and that added to this because, of course, the numbers were so bad that now the Fed is not going to raise rates. Probably, at best, in the early part of next year, but at worst into 2017 because you're in election year. So the market, now this has nothing to do with the economy. It has, or I shouldn't say nothing, it has very little to do because raising Fed funds or not raising them means zero. It's psychological. It's not going to help the economy if they don't raise rates a quarter. And in China, the economy has been declining for 2 years, and it's going to continue to decline. The only thing this will do is make the market now go back up to 5,000, and that is the psychological play across the world. And if you interview anybody in Asia who's a money manager, they will tell you this. But if you interview U.S. money managers, not a single soul has even alluded to this. And this is what makes the world go round. This is what's causing the markets around the world. So you can check out the 28th was the low. That's when FT printed that they're going to review by November. And you check out August the 19th, and you'll see See, that's the day they said, no, we're not going to review this for a year. And by the way, before that, they were supposed to review it in October. So, and they canceled it, and now they're back on. So it's all politics. It's back and forth. It's manipulation. But one day there'll be a huge piper to be paid. But basically right now, the market's going up and down on this. Now, you're going to see in November, in my view, they're going to give them status. So they're going to get status. And that means that there's going to be trillions of dollars flowing into the China market.
Trader Vic, we only have about 2 minutes left here, but I do want to shift focus just a little bit and get your comments on gold. We've seen a nice move in the last couple of days, especially on Friday. What do you think is happening here? Are we breaking out?
Okay, gold and silver are directly related to all other commodities, and if China bottoms, the commodities markets bottom. And that is associated to exactly the story I just told you. So, yes, gold and silver have most likely have made their lows, assuming, now this makes one assumption, that China gets reserve status. If they don't, then commodities will go down and so will the markets, the equity markets.
Well, I got to tell you, my personal guess is that they probably will get reserve status, particularly in light of what, the United States position on that right now. I think they probably will. I just have this feeling right now with talking with people like yourself, Michael Belkin, Gary Savage, and on and on and on, Rick Rule. I just think that we are in the catbird seat, for lack of better terms, right now in the markets. How about you, Corey?
Yeah, well, I think what Vic has to say about what was going on in China and what is going on in China. China has been a huge driver of just economies around the world, and they definitely went through some hard times, and I never really put the two together about the whole reserve status. I remember we did cover that, but it does play a role in that, and if China does get that reserve status, that does open up that market to an inflow of money, which would be, I think, huge for them. So I think, Vic, you are onto something here, and we will obviously be paying attention to it. Always great chatting with you, Vic. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition, doing this with our weekly market wrap. Yesterday, Friday, gold closed up $12.70. Silver closed up a nickel. The conventional markets I thought were very interesting yesterday in the sense that the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished out at 17,084.49. The S&P finished out above that $2,000 level. It was at 2,014.89. And NASDAQ finished out at 4,030.47. Going to get some opinions here from a couple of very, very bright economists. Number one, Gary Savage, and number two, Jay Tater. Why don't you take a shot at it first, Gary? What does all this mean, man?
Well, I know a lot of people are, looking at the so-called fundamentals, and they think that there's the stock market has entered a bear market, and we're going down for the next year and a half, 2 years. I'm not in that camp. I think there is one fundamental that overwhelms all others, and that is central bank printing presses. So I'm in the camp that says that the move into the 7-year cycle low that I've been looking for months and months was probably cut short a little bit. The daily cycle was terminated a bit early. The market was shot right through that intermediate trend line, never even hesitated one day. It then did the same thing at the 50-day moving average. And we've seen this many times in the past. Usually, when the market is in correction mode and we've got an FOMC meeting coming or a Humphrey Hawkins address coming, this is what happens. The market gets, reversed 180 degrees and it's rammed straight back up so that the market is, at least trending higher into these significant Federal Reserve events, and I think that's what we've got going here. I think QE4 has already started. They're just not going to make QE public like they did before. QE wasn't public from 2002 to 2007. It's just politically impossible to do this publicly anymore, but I think they are for the simple reason that the economies all over the world are getting ready to roll over into recession, and there's only one way to possibly stop that, and that is to prop the markets up. So I think we've probably done with the 7-year cycle low, and I don't think it's going to be too long before we're back to making new highs, and then we'll probably have a bubble phase here in maybe in late 2016 or early to mid 2017.
Gary, I'm with you on the fundamental factor of central banks and low interest rates being able to keep these markets propped up and even help them to run, because I think the people that are in the markets, or at least managing money in the markets, are mostly traders and big banks, and they have all the access to a lot of this easy, cheap money. That being said, over the past 8 trading days, we've seen the S&P break the 2,000 point level, up almost 8%. No denying that this move over the last week and a half has been strong. Jay, let's get your comments first off on the conventional markets.
I think I'd probably agree with Gary to a great extent that, the endless amount of money printing, these guys have demonstrated time and time again they'll come back. And, there's nothing more important now. They don't seem to care too much about the real economy. They can fake that with numbers that are, whatever they want them to be. But, we've seen a huge short position in the market, in the equity market. And, one of the shortest positions, I think, since right before Lehman Brothers went down. So all it really took to bring this market back was, after the bad employment numbers, was just some, we're not going to raise interest rates for until 2016 sometime. That's all the market needed, was that happy talk. And off it went, and a lot of short covering and so forth. And I suppose they can continue to do that. One technical analyst that I follow a lot is Dr. Robert McHugh, and he has been really sounding some doomsday bells, and he really believes that the market is ready for a major decline. But he said, caution, I would not bet the farm on a crash now. Crashes are rare, and maybe the pattern will morph into something we presently do not see that is less ominous. Risk must be managed. Maybe the Fed buys the entire stock market. Who knows, given their track record? And, I had to think, that sounds really radical, but when you look at it, who's in the market these days but big banks, essentially, and large interests, large scale? And the retail investor might be in to a certain extent through his pension funds or through his mutual funds, but less and less so as the middle class gets basically, is basically phased out of existence. And so, I think Gary may be right, and I don't know. It's just, we don't have anything like a free market anymore. That thing is just, that's just a figment of our imagination. And so I think anything is possible. The plunge protection team will go in there and make sure that this thing doesn't get out of hand. The only thing I would say is that sooner or later, the laws of economics are going to have to prevail. I don't know when, but we're seeing a lot of stress in some of the high yield markets. So the more money you print, the worse the economy gets longer term, the more insolvencies there are going to be. And those institutions at the very top, as we've seen, always get bailed out at the expense of the common folks. So I suspect the game will continue to go until something breaks down big time, either geopolitically or domestically here, with some kind of violence or whatever it takes. But it's not a happy picture. If you believe in free markets and that people of merit, people should be rewarded for their merit instead of their fascist connections, which is basically what we have now. I wish I could be more positive, but that's the way I see it.
Gary, I want to talk about the U.S. dollar, too. I think the U.S. dollar has been playing a bit of a role in its move down. It hasn't broken down by any means, but we are seeing a trend over the last 2 weeks of a falling dollar. You want to comment on this?
Yeah, I sent out a note this Friday morning to my subscribers. The dollar has broken its intermediate trend line. And we're still very early in this intermediate cycle. We're only on week 5. So, I was one of the dollar bulls until I saw the dollar make a lower intermediate low back in August. And that was, set off warning bells, at least on the basis of cycles analysis. When you start making lower lows on an intermediate degree time frame, that usually means the larger 3-year cycle is now in decline. So I've kind of given up on the idea that the dollar might be going to 110 or 120. And it looks to me now like that we've got intermediate cycles that are starting to stair step down. So I'm of the opinion that the 7-year bull market in the dollar is probably over.
Once you stop and think about the concept of more and more and more free, underlying the word free money based on nothing, eventually, of course, it has to collapse, just like eventually a monopoly game has to end. No question about that. You know, and then at that time, you know, the U.S. and other economies will be forced to return to free markets. The other comment I want to make is I think the reason that that event is going to be postponed is because, Jay, what you said regarding the comment that people should be rewarded for their deeds, that wasn't your exact words, but that is in fact what you said. And you know what? We live in a country where people to an extent are rewarded by their deeds. I mean, you and I have worked like hell, as has Gary, as has Corey, all of our lives, and we're comfortable, et cetera, et cetera. But boy, I'll tell you, not to the magnitude that, you know, the, as you call them, fascists are, and certainly not to the magnitude for those people who are rewarded for a total lack of deeds from their lives.
Well, I think it just all comes down to the fact that we are seeing a bit of a trend change right here, and as much as we want to harp on how much, you know, money printing will bring on, whether it's the end of the world or whatever have you, they have propped up the markets, and the markets are looking quite strong right now. And I think that eventually some of this money will start trickling into gold, and that's actually one thing I want to quickly get into is what will happen to gold. And it seems to me like if we do have the dollar trending downward, gold should be trending upward. Gary, do you want to quickly touch on that?
As of Friday, gold has broken out of its triangle consolidation pattern. It's also broken marginally above its long-term bear market trend line. So I'll say again, I'm about 99% sure that gold has formed its final bear market bottom at 1071. That is a 50% Fibonacci retracement of the entire bull market from 2001 to 2011. I've said all along I thought the big banks were trying to create this bear market to force price as low as possible to magnify the upside once the bull market was allowed to resume, and they managed to get the XAU all the way back to the 2002 lows. So I think they've accomplished their goal. I think they'll probably get out of the way now, and we'll get the rest of this bull market into, you know, maybe 2017, 2018, and I think this will be the biggest bull market that any of us will ever see, and I think that was the intention of the manipulation, was to set up this bull market.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.